Word of Faith Netcast is on the air. Well, praise the Lord. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. I'm sure glad you could join us this week as we conclude our message on the power to get wealth. God gives us the power, the ability, the right to get or acquire wealth. Okay? But it's not dumped on us like ripe cherries off a tree. You have to work to basically earn the seed to plant, which is God's intent. God's intent is not that you work for a living. His intent is that you work for a giving. There's a big difference. You earn the seed that you use then to plant, and that is what provides your prosperity. Praise the Lord. So, we want to continue with this message, conclude it this week, in terms of the live video recording that we did at Faith and Victory Church in Greensboro, North Carolina. So let's go into that right now.
You got paid for, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of the time that when I had that work done, I didn't have insurance. I just paid it. That means I had resources. Now, where did those resources come from? Well, God gives me the ability to get wealth. Okay? Now, here's where I think a lot of Christians have missed it in the Word of Faith message. Is they're waiting for heaven to open miraculously and money pour down out of the sky. That's not what God intends. He never said that would happen. There's, as a matter of fact, if you believe that, I ask you to give me chapter and verse. Because there ought to be some chapter and verse that says, thou shalt lay down upon thy couch and wait for heaven to open and money to pour out of the ceiling. It's not in there. The book of imaginations, I like that. That's right. That's right. Or the book of, boy, wouldn't it be nice if. No, but that's not how it works. How does it work? Give and it shall be given unto thee, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. Oh, but Dr. Bill, I don't want anybody giving to me because that would make me look weak. Well, then you're cutting off your blessing. You're cutting off your financial income. Okay? Now, that's just one form. Men shall give unto your bosom. But if you give, see, the first you got to satisfy the requirement, give, which means you got to give beyond the tithe before you give, because you're not giving if you're just tithing. You know, just tithing. Yeah, because the 10% is God's. That ain't yours. So you hadn't given anything. You just returned unto Him what He has provided for you. Now, beyond that tithe, if I give, then I've got a leg to stand on Luke 6, 38, that says, give and it shall be given you again, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. Now, I'm reading that wrong. Give and it shall be given unto you again, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom, for with the measure that you meet, it shall be measured to you again. In other words, in the proportion that you give is the proportion that you will receive. Ooh. Do we have to have that last part of the verse in there? Well, guess what? It's in there. So if you're given that squeaky little dime, you know, and you don't even want to give it, you just barely let go of it, well, that's the way it's going to come back to you. The squeaky little dime, and it's going to take a long time. Brother Copeland one time said, Lord, why is it that I pray and I believe for my needs to be met, and sure enough, you come through and you meet the need, but it's at the last minute, the final hour. And the Lord said, how are you giving? And He said, what? How are you giving? He said, well, oh, I see it. I'm giving at the last hour. I'm waiting as long as I possibly can to give first my tithe and then my gifts. I'm giving kind of slowly and regretfully. I'm not a cheerful giver. I'm just kind of putting it in there. He said, well, that scripture is a spiritual law. It's going to come back to you exactly the way you gave it. If you give it regretfully, if you give it slowly, if you're slow to obey when I tell you to do something, you know, I mean, I hear pastors say something like, you know, we're going to take up an offering today for a new camera. I'm like, get out the checkbook. You know, I am ready to give. I'm ready to give, and I'm ready to give quickly. I want the check written, prayed over, and in the bucket. Okay? Why? Because the quicker I respond is the quicker it's going to come in for me. That's a spiritual law. So, how are you giving? You see, you got to examine. Because, you know, you're saying, well, okay, I'm a tither, yeah. I'm a giver, yeah. But how? Are you excited about it? You looking forward to it? Now, here's another thing. I prayed about this one, whether I was even going to share this. But I'm going to figure out a way to do it, because I think it's a really, 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 really good example. Please understand. Please understand that I ain't bragging on myself any. It ain't me, okay? God gives me the power to get wealth in order that He may establish His covenant in the earth, okay? Not my ability, not me at all. But you know when Pastor handed out those envelopes with our giving for the year in it to the church, talking about to this church? He handed me that envelope. I didn't open up and look at it. I just said, well, praise the Lord. I took it and went to the car. And I'm out in the car. I think I was waiting for Blenda, you know, she was in here talking to Bonnie or something. And For whatever reason, I was sitting in the car waiting. And I opened up the envelope and I looked at it and went, oh my goodness. You got to be kidding. Wow. Now, what does that say? Wow, Brother Bill, you must have given a lot of money. No, that's not the point. The point is, I don't remember giving that much money. You know what I mean? I didn't sit down and say, you know, this year I'm going to blow the doors off. Boy, are they going to look at me and go, whoa, look at that. He's the biggest giver in the church. I didn't do that. It was not my purpose, not my intent, not my desire. I just tithed and gave and tithed and gave and tithed and gave through the year. And I looked at this amount of money and went, Lord, I didn't make that much money. I mean, you know what I'm saying, the 10%. If I take this and make it 10% and figure out how much it's supposed to be the tithe on, I didn't make that much money. And what he kind of shared with me is, yeah, you did. You tithed and gave. This came from you. It didn't come out of the sky. You know what I'm saying? Whatever that amount is, you look at it and you go, wow, how could I have given that much money? Because, I mean, I'm living in a house and I got two cars that I make payments on. And, you know, I buy computers and toys and big screen TVs. And how am I able to do that? And the Lord said, it is me that giveth thee the power to get wealth, that I may establish my covenant in the earth. And I went, yeah. In other words, it's not through my ability and the power of my arm that's gotten me this wealth. Duh! You know what I'm saying? I realized this stuff's working. Now you say, boy, Dr. Bill, that must have been a lot of money. Well, okay. I mean, it wasn't $1 million, all right? You know what I'm saying? But it was a whole lot more than I thought it was going to be, because you can take your salary and you can figure 10%, and you know kind of what that's going to be. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not the sharpest math whiz in the room, but I can do 10%. It's pretty easy to move a decimal point. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of expected it to be X. It was X times. And I was like, Lord, how? And here's the thing. He gave me the power to get wealth. Now, yes, I got a raise this year, but it was 2.8%. Praise the Lord for the 2.8%, you know. Yeah, I got a promotion this year, and I got a 5% raise there. But the 2.8% and the 5% didn't equate to the amount of money that was in the piece of paper. And so I'm still scratching my head going, Lord, I'm missing something here. And basically what he told me is this, and this is what I really want to get across to you. Financial wealth isn't the amount of money I have in the bank, it's what I have resources to do. The resources that I had this past year allowed me to give to the church far beyond what I thought, to be honest, I had given. It was not only a tithe, it was more than a tithe. And I, again, please understand, I'm not saying that to lift me up at all. I didn't even plan it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, to me, this is the part that really got me. I didn't set out, I don't ever set out not to give, believe me. I want to be a giver. But I didn't set out to blow the doors off. You know what I'm saying? And so what I'm saying is, something had to be working. It just plain had to be working. And I was like, well, I need to examine what prosperity really is. Because it's obviously not money that I'm... Yeah, get a picture in your mind of Scrooge McDuck. You know what I'm saying? The old cartoon. He's counting his money and he's throwing it in the air and he's enjoying just the gold and the money in front of him. That is a very... This is what the Lord shared with me. That is a very low level of prosperity. Having just gold sitting in front of you is a low level of prosperity. Having resources. Now here's probably the perfect example and the one that the Lord used to really get this across to me. Most of you know that I talk a whole lot about the SpeakFaith.tv project, the Roku channel. I was sitting back there on the next to the last row during prayer. I'm praying, and the Lord said to me, supernaturally, now I didn't hear it like somebody's whispering in my ear in the natural. It was in my spirit, but it came up in me so strong, I knew it was the Lord, and He said, it is time for a Word of Faith Roku channel. I said, well, Lord, that's great. Wow, that's really great. This is before Kenneth Copeland had his. It's before Rhema had theirs. There was no Word of Faith Roku channel, period. I had looked through the whole channel store. It weren't there. Okay? And so He said, it is time for a Word of Faith Roku channel. I said, yeah, it really is. Wow, praise the Lord. Now, it did not occur to me, thou shalt go and build a Word of Faith Roku channel. Didn't occur to me. I'm in prayer. I'm saying, I got $0 in the bank, you know, to myself. And so I'm sitting there going, oh, Lord, that's great. I can't do it. Woo, He came down on me with, you know, both feet in my spirit. I felt chastised. What do you mean you can't do it? I'm sorry. And then I thought, ooh, I know. I've got to be sneaky, tricky. The Lord's going to use me. Somehow, some way, by some hook or crook, He's going to use me to get a Word of Faith Roku channel. And I know just how to do it. I'll buy Pastor a Roku. I can do that. I got $49. So I'm going to buy Pastor a Roku. I'm going to get it in his house because I know that Kenneth Hagin, Pastor Hagin, is coming to his house to eat with him at his house. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy that Roku box. I'm going to set it up for Pastor. I'm going to get it all hooked up. And then I'm going to tell him, now, you show this to Pastor Hagin, and he'll start a Roku channel. And I'll have been used of the Lord to have a Word of Faith Roku channel. Boy, I was just so pleased. And I'm praying and I'm rejoicing and I'm glorifying God. Thank you, Lord, for using me. Hallelujah. Because I had me a plan. And I thought, surely this doth mean that this is the plan. So I said, okay. So I went and bought the Roku. I set it up, showed Pastor how to use it. He was excited. I told him, now, the only thing I ask is, this you show this to Pastor Hagin. Pastor Hagin came to his house. He saw it. He went, woo, this is cool. So then he starts Rhema Roku channel. And as a matter of fact, what's wonderful about that is, when he goes off of his radio program, almost every day now on his radio program, he says, you can get us on the Roku. You know, and I'm like, yes, hallelujah. So I was just all excited. Oh, man, and I'm thinking, wow, God used me and I didn't even have any money. Wow, isn't this great? But that's not what God was saying. He was saying it's time for a Word of Faith Roku channel. I said, but Lord, Brother Hagin's got a Word of Faith Roku channel now. He said, yeah, but it's not Word of Faith, meaning Word of Faith Ministries. My ministry, Roku channel. And when I realized that's what he meant, I was like, oh my goodness, Lord, I can't do that. I don't have the ability. I don't have the knowledge. I don't have the finances to hire somebody to do it. Well, now I'm all kind of bent out of shape. I'm like sitting there going, what am I going to do? And I'm in a class in Atlanta, Georgia for work. And we had a break. And I'm on break and I'm surfing the web. You know how you do when you're just sitting there kind of minding your own business. And just out of the blue, it comes to me, wonder what it would take to actually build a Roku channel. So I do a little research. And here's this guy who builds Roku channels. And he said, if you need one, send me an email. Oh, well, praise the Lord, can't hurt. So I send an email. I said, hi there, I work with a church, and I got this ministry, and I'd love to have a Roku channel. What's involved? He sends me back an email that day. Me sitting in class, I just about jumped out of my seat. He said, well, I can have it built for you by this weekend, but you need to send me some artwork and stuff. I went, what? I mean, he wasn't saying send me $2,000, $5,000, $10,000, whatever, to build this thing. He said, I'll have it for you this weekend. I was like, Lord. He said, I told you, it's time for a Word of Faith Roku channel. Now here's the thing, I didn't have to pay any money. I didn't even have to learn anything. The guy just built it and sent it to me as a zip file. I unzipped it, put it on the Roku, and there it was. And I was like, but not only that, I had the code, and I sent back a few more emails, how's this work, how's that work? Before too long, I knew how to build it. I knew how to extend it, I knew how to add features to it. I knew how to build channels. And I went, wow. And the scripture, the Lord gives you the power or ability or resources to get wealth. He didn't have to give me the money to build the Roku channel. He just had to get me the information. He didn't have to give me the money to pay somebody to do it. He just had to create a divine connection with a guy who turned out to be a Christian, who was interested in getting the word out. And I just said, here, you can do it through us. And bam. And now we've got Mac Hammond, Larry Hutton, Mark and Janet Brzee, Jerry Savelle, Ed Taylor, our pastor, my program, all on this Roku channel. Every week, reaching thousands and thousands, well over now 3,000 households connected to the SpeakFaith.tv channel. It was totally, totally supernatural. He told me in prayer, he gave me the wisdom and the knowledge and the ability to do it, and we did it and did not spend a dime. Now tell me that's not prosperity. Who knows how much it would have cost to develop that thing? And I didn't have those kinds of resources, but I had other resources. I had other ability. Same thing with personal finances. You say, well, yeah, but Dr. Bill, you're a server engineer working in the local hospital. Yeah, that's true. But I didn't come out of my mother's womb with the ability to understand computers. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, back then, there weren't any computers. Okay? When I was growing up and I went to college, they were still punching paper cards. And I was taking courses like PL1 and you know, working with stuff that was billions of dollars of hardware. There were no personal computers. You couldn't sit there with a laptop and do stuff like you can today. But I learned what I learned because God gave me the ability to get resources, mental, education, background, knowledge, training, to the point today, okay, I'm making a pretty decent salary over at the hospital, but I couldn't have done it without the Lord giving me the resources, the wisdom, the education, the training, all the background. But He did that. I didn't do that. And it's a long story that I'm not going to go into for sake of time, but I'll tell you, I've shared parts of it. I to this day, can't do math. Now you can ask Belinda. You think I'm joking. I can't do math. I had a guy at work just this past week. I don't understand how you can't do math and you're into computers. It's because you don't need to know math to do the computers. The computer will do the math. All I got to do is logically process information to the point that I know how to get it into the computer and let the computer do the work. Okay? So I say all that to say this. It's not just personal ability. If it was just personal ability, then I could be like Deuteronomy 8:17 that said, it's through my ability that I got this wealth. No, that's the wrong attitude. What I need to remember is the Lord thy God that gives me the ability to get wealth. Amen? Because He's the one that put me in this position. He's the one that trained me in computers. He's the one that taught me how to do what I do. Okay? So, whatever it is you do, He taught you how to do that. He gives you witty inventions and ideas in those areas. Areas that I don't know anything about. I think about Greg and his furniture stuff. Man, if I had to design a chair, I'd sit there and scratch my head for days on end. You know what I'm saying? I can sit in them, but I don't know how to design one, particularly one that somebody'd buy. But He does that because God's given him ability in that area. And He's taken that witty idea and invention and so forth, and it's prospering him. And whatever it is, you know, maybe the Lord gave you an idea to start a gas station. So you started a gas station and you're doing that. Great. Praise the Lord. Whatever it is. He gives you those ideas and those abilities to get wealth. Why? To establish His covenant, which He sware unto thy fathers as it is this day. And I like what Charles Capps says, the law of double reference. And that is, He does it to establish His covenant, meaning preach the gospel. But He also does it because He promised us financial blessing and He establishes covenant to us. So it works both ways. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Man, I got a 3-week series. I'm trying to do it in one night, so I'll stop. Because I could keep going. We didn't even get to 2 Corinthians 8:9, which talks about that Jesus became poor to make us rich. Philippians 4:19 that says that my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And on and on and on. There's a whole bunch of other scriptures. But my point is, get your eyes off the money and get your eyes onto the witty ideas and inventions. And the other thing I wanted to say real quick, and that's this. The scripture is real plain. If a man doesn't work, he ought not to eat. Amen? So this idea of sitting around on your couch and God's going to make me wealthy, that don't work. Yeah. I'm just going to sit here and behold the Lord and I'll be prosperous. No, you won't. You have to put your hand to something. Now, the scripture says that whatever we put our hand to will prosper. But if you don't put your hand to something, you ain't going to prosper. But God will give you the witty idea and invention to put your hand to. He'll give you the idea, oh, you know, we need a Word of Faith Roku channel. He'll give you ideas like, you know, we need to develop this kind of computer system, whatever. But He'll give you ideas that will bless you financially. So thinking of finances as money is a low understanding and level of prosperity. Thinking of it as resources that God's given you the ability to use properly, now you're getting into real Bible prosperity. And that doesn't mean that every Christian is going to be a multi-trillionaire. Don't have to be. Because my definition of prosperity means God's going to supply all my need, whatever it may be, according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, when I need it. I don't need enough money to buy a jet because I don't have any call for a jet. Personally, you know what I'm saying? If I don't need one, I certainly don't need the finances for one. But if I needed one, I'd have one, even if I didn't have any money in my pocket. Why? Because I have resource. Supernatural, powerful God resources. Remember, the Lord thy God. Okay? Not my ability, my hand, but the Lord thy God. That's where our prosperity comes from. Praise the Lord. Well, did you get anything out of this? Hallelujah. I've been getting a lot out of this that I've been meditating on because it's showing me that I don't have to be self-conscious just because I don't have a huge bank account. You know what I'm saying? Because my resources go way beyond finances, way beyond bank accounts and money that I can count. And then the Lord does something every once in a while that just surprises me, like that money receipt thing from the church. And I went, what? Because the thing is, it comes to us and through us, and we don't even pay attention. Yeah. Think about that. Now, I don't know if you like me and opened up that up and went, wow, look at all that I gave last year. Hopefully you looked at it and went, ooh, praise the Lord, look at all I gave last year. Not, oh my goodness, if I had that money, I could have done X. See, Christians do that. Nobody here at Faith and Victory Church, I know, but there are Christians that do that. Oh man, if I didn't have to tithe, I tell you what, if you didn't tithe, you wouldn't have nothing. But because we are tithers and because we are givers, whoo, we got everything at our command. We got resources. And that's what we need to concentrate on, is that God can use us in all these areas without having to have the huge bank accounts. Now, if he wants to give you a huge bank account, believe me, I am not against that. I am for it. More power to you. But I'm not limited by that bank account either. Amen? That's
prosperity.
Well,
praise the Lord. I trust you enjoyed that message. And we'll be talking more about, kind of concluding with a few comments on our next netcast about the power to get wealth, kind of tie some things up, and then we'll move on to a different topic. But I'm glad we had the opportunity to share this message with you that was recorded at Faith and Victory Church in Greensboro, North Carolina. Praise God. Now, I'd love for you to write me here at Word of Faith Ministries. Our address here at Word of Faith Ministries is P.O. Box 5213, 5213, High Point, North Carolina, the zip code 27262. And of course, you can always write me if you want a little faster response to our email address, which is drbill, drbill, at wofm.org. And of course, as always, I'd love for you to go to our website, wofm.org. Check out all the articles, all the videos, all the audio teaching that we have available there. It is a tremendous resource for you to receive from the Word of Faith. Praise God. So join us again next week. Remember until then to fulfill the Word of God. The Word of Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.